104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Goss, what have you got?
So Netflix has landed a new TV series called Calabasas, and it's going to be executive produced by Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts. It's based on a book called If You Lived Here, You'd Be Famous By Now, which is by Via Bledner. So it's about a high school in Calabasas, California.
That's where they live, by the way. The Kardashians live in Calabasas.
So Kim obviously made Calabasas very famous, the Kardashians.
Yeah,
so
she's never heard of it until then.
Yeah, so she's going to be executive producing the show. I think that's a very smart move from her because, you know, she acted in American Horror Story. She's getting more into the producing side.
There we go.
She's bringing more projects. That's
pretty
cool.
You got to give them credit. They never want to sit down and just do nothing. Like, you ever think to yourself, I got $500 million in the bank account. I don't have to do anything anymore. But they want to keep going.
Well, you know what verified that? When she did a law degree.
You're
a billionaire. Yeah, exactly. Why are you doing a law degree? It's good.
She wants to do it. Let's talk Taylor Swift. Her personal trainer has broken down her Eras Tour workout. His name is Kirk Myers, and he says, quote, "Some people would probably throw up or have to lay down on the floor if they trained like her." He told Vogue magazine that because she performs on stage for 3 hours, right, straight.
Oh, it's intense.
They treat her training as if she was an athlete on season.
Well, that's awesome.
So it's the same focus. It's the same type of training. And it's really intense that what she has to go through to prepare for tour.
Okay, good
on you. Did anyone listen to the album over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
I did. What'd
you think?
I thought it was nothing, like a nothingness album.
It was 31 songs.
They all sound the same, I bet.
Okay, yeah, same type of...
I didn't get through all the songs.
Well, David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg's fitness company, F45, over a fitness deal that went south, allegedly causing him massive losses. David Beckham says he lost $10 million out of pocket when stocks that he was promised to receive were only given to him after share prices plummeted.
Yeah, that's right.
Wahlberg has a 36% interest in F45 training, and he serves as their chief brand officer. When David first moved to LA, he agreed to be kind of the brand ambassador because he was friendly with Mark. He did a bunch of campaigns. They have all been pulled. Wahlberg has basically went to the judge and said, no, this case should not go ahead. This is fraudulent. But the judge is like, nope, we're going to go ahead. So,
there could be beef.
Yeah, beef between Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham. F45 is such a great place to go and train, by the way. I don't want that to affect.
No, it is.
Because it is. I mean, you train there as well. But it's such a great. It's actually an Australian idea.
It is.
From Australian owners. And it went global. It was like the fastest growing franchise, I think, in the world at some stage. And you go in there and you train basically for 45 minutes. But it's fairly intense.
Yeah.
But yes, I think they grew too quickly, and then they put it onto the stock market, and then something, monies weren't right, and then it plummeted because it was like it was fraud. It was this whole weird sort of scenario, which was unfortunate because the product itself is fantastic, and I know that there's a lot of guys in this country that own franchises, so I don't want that to affect that. Get out there and go and enjoy an F45 where you can. But hey, Mark Wahlberg and David Beckham beef, that's a big one.
That's a really big one.
Two big names. All right, thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.